Blog Talk Radio.
Because we get to come online and do live on air, Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. So I welcome you and I thank you for being a part of this show. I am so excited that you chose to join in, and we've got one spectacular show in line for you today. But you know, Mom and them always said there are certain things that you got to do before you invite people into your home. And so what we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness, we first take time and anchor ourselves in affirmative reading. And they actually come from my daily dose of inspirations called RevSandy.wordpress.com. And so the message that I'm reading for today is entitled, Your Life, Your Choice. I choose love, peace, harmony, acceptance, forgiveness, and joy. My life is exactly what I make it to be. No outside influences have power over me. I determine what shows up in my experiences. Today, I choose to live in absolute bliss. I am the CEO of my life. I consciously choose greatness to be my guiding guardian angel, to lead me where it is I am to go. Prosperity and abundance are my twin companions, my constant advisors of awareness. I choose the higher road. I am elevated to heaven by my thoughts, words, and actions. It is my right to those things that I declare for myself to be true. I choose to live in complete surrender to God's will. This is my life. I choose the best for myself. And again, you can plug into that at revsandy.wordpress.com. They come out automatically to your email address, and they're also posted on Facebook. So thank you. The next thing that we do is we invoke and we invite the spirits and the energies of our ancestors, because we know how important the ancestral energies are to our day-to-day survival. So we actually invoke their powers to be with us on Tuesday nights particularly, but this is an activity that you can do at any time. They strengthen you, they guide you, and they protect you. So for your power, ancestors in our lives, we give thanks to you, Ashe, Ashe. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called I Have Dreams, and don't forget that. And our super spectacular guest tonight is James Antoine Hardy. James is a 15-year-old high school sophomore, but you guys just wait until you hear him. He sounds like an old man that has been here before. He's so wise and he's so intelligent and he's so powerful. He really has words of inspiration and of power to share with you tonight. So just hold on tight. And we're going to be bringing James on shortly. So, audience, you know that you always are invited to join in the discussion. The airways are open for you to come in and make whatever comments, ask whatever questions. All comments are always welcome, and every voice is heard with complete acceptance, and there's never any judgment or prejudice here on the show toward any of the speakers or comments. So call in, 516-531-9819, and if you want to talk live on air, then, of course, you would just press 1. So we're going to get started in just a second. Again, you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And I am so excited to have this young man come on and just share with you some of the things that he has been sharing with me the last couple of times that I met him. He is just absolutely phenomenal, just phenomenal. So I want to play a sound for us to get started here tonight, and then we'll be right back and talk to James.
Sweet time,
trust me.
We can take it slow and let this love affair grow into something we both enjoy. If you know me, just get to know me. See how wonderful our life can be if you only just get to know. There'll be no more words.
Trust me.
You're the lead in my story.
Trust me.
You can let it go and leave the past behind. Trust me, peace is what you'll find if you know me. Just get to know me. See how wonderful our lives can be if you only. Just get to know me. Don't make me pay for what others did to you. I'll make you a promise I will never do anything to hurt you. Oh, and there's one thing for certain, you should get to know me. All you gotta do, just get to know me. I'm pretty sure you'll see how wonderful.
So that was my nephew, Anthony A.K. King, on his latest CD called End Time. That particular side right there was called Get to Know Me. And that's what we're going to be doing with James tonight. I'm going to have him to share who he is and the messages that he has, not just for his friends and his family, but for the world at large. So welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am so excited that you're with us tonight, because this topic and the speaker that we have tonight is just incredible. He is off the charts. He's young, gifted. He comes from his spirit soul. there is no fear in what he has to share with the world. Now, I first met James a couple of months ago down in Winder, Georgia, which is the rural part between Atlanta and Athens. And so I've been doing a yearly event down there with an organization called Rural Women in Action. And I have been blessed to work with the children each one of the years. And so this year, Minister Sandy and myself, we work with the children off-site at another location. And so we talked about bullying, and Reverend Sandy Bailey showed some clips from off of YouTube, and we did an explanation as to what bullying was, the different types of bullying, you know, your cyberbullying, physical, non-physical. And so the children were really all into the activity that we had, and then they were going to report out those that wanted to back at the larger group with the adults and everyone at a community center about half a mile or so away from where we are. And so James volunteered to tell his story or to read his story. And I did not know what his story was until he got up and shared it with the audience. And he has experienced a lifetime in his short 15 years. And I have promised and have started working with James for him to write a book and let people know the dangers and the consequences that a young person goes through when they're subjected to bullying. However, James did not want his interview on the show tonight to be around bullying. And I think that is so admirable for this young person because he has a message to share with the world. And so I want to bring James out and let him talk with you and let him tell you about the lessons that he's learned. I mean, like in 15 years, he is phenomenal, and he has a good sense of humor too. So James, I see you're on. Welcome to the show, and I'm so thankful that you decided to be a part of Life, Love, and Wellness of Sandy Rogers. So welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure of mine. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you tell us a little bit about you, how, you know, your family size, how many siblings you have, and just so that we get to know what school you go to, what's your major, or anything that you want to share with us so that we get to know you a little bit more.
Well, obviously, you know, my name is James, and I'm 15. And I was born in Athens, but I'm raised in Jefferson. I have five other siblings, and I'm one of six, so it's kind of simple, I guess. And there's a lot.
Do you have any favorite subjects in school?
I wish I could say that. I wish I could. Well, I take that back. I kind of do like history just a little bit.
History? Okay. So you told me when I sat down to talk to you last week, you told me that you wanted to give a message to people that even though they've gone through dark times or hard times, that they've come through the darkness, and so they're at the other side. Can you explain that a little bit more to me, what you mean by that?
Meaning what I mean by that is you can go through so many things. Like, you can go through a death in your family. You can go through so much pain. It can be deeper than, I don't know, it can be deeper than water. And I just want to say to others, it's not over. It's not the end. It will never be the end. I want to say, just don't give up and never give up. Never think. You're not worth it. Never think it's never the end. Just go and keep smiling. Keep do whatever you got to do just to smile for a day.
I like that. That sounds like such a simple thing to do, but it's not, you know, to smile for a full day. That can be quite an accomplishment,
yes,
you know, if, yeah. So do you do that?
It took me a long time to actually even get a word out to some people, but yes, I have, and I can now.
Okay, good. So you say that you like to make sure that you leave people with a good impression or a positive word or some type of a nod of recognition, and that will sometimes get people to just kind of open up, or if they're thinking of some negative thoughts, that'll take them away from that.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you can make a person smile, I mean, if you just tell them, if you just give them a compliment, you never know what that could do for. I mean, I know adults and teachers and people say that to kids, but if you really think about it, just a compliment, just being nice, inviting someone, even adults, if they are down, I mean, they can go through divorce. I don't know anything about divorce, but just going through a divorce, just tell them, it's just making them smile for once can change somebody's life. It really can.
So where you get all of this knowledge from being 15? I know you're almost 16, but at 15 years old, where do you get all of this wisdom from?
I have a lot of wise people in my family, but I really want to say, I know she's right here watching me, but I just don't want to say it because she's here, but I really get it from my mom.
Thank you, James.
I mean, my mom, I don't know how you feel, but my mom has been through a lot with me and my brother in her life, period. So the fact that she's still strong, the fact that she still goes on, and the fact that she's a single mother, and she's still doing it, you know, she's doing the thing, makes me, like, I feel like that she is the superwoman in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Not mama, I'm fine.
That's beautiful. So when you say you've gone through the dark or the hard things in life, I know people are probably on listening in, and they're probably thinking to themselves, he's only 15. He couldn't have possibly have gone through a lot of different things. But your experiences or the knowledge that you have coming out of whatever it was clearly shows that you have indeed experience some dark moments in your life.
Yeah.
Sandy.
Yes.
Hey, Sandy, this is Mom. How you doing? Some of the things that James has been through, when he say he has been through some dark times and a lot of things that have happened to him, like he has had open heart surgery. He used to have a colostomy bag. He's been sick since he was born.
Oh, so he didn't tell me that. Okay.
Born, right. So I always tell him he has his battle scars on his chest from the open heart surgery, the colostomy bag. He's had two tumors removed from his ear. You know, he's completely deaf in one ear, partially deaf in another ear, in the other ear. You know, so James has went through a lot since day one. His first surgery was at 4 days old.
Wow.
So
and he has such a... Go ahead, Mom.
So when he says that he has been in a lot of dark places and he's been through a lot, it's more than just bullying. You know, there's actually one more surgery that he has to go through before he reaches adulthood. You know,
okay.
So we're getting ready for that surgery. So, like I said, there's a lot that James goes through.
Right. So, James, does it make it easier then for you to have a positive disposition or a positive attitude? And have you ever had to overcome negativity, you know, like self-centered, you know, like you brought some negativity onto yourself. Have you ever had to deal with that and find a way out of it?
Oh, yes, lots of times. Sometimes it's not major, but sometimes I just feel like sometimes I'm not even doing something right. So I still go through it, but it's not. I have it, and I've got out of it.
Okay. Has it always been easy for you?
Starting, like, when the bullying actually started and was going on, it was like I took what people said about me or did to me, I took it to heart, and it was like maybe I am dumb, as slow, or as we use, or as they use now, retarded, and I just, it even was like a name tag that defines who I am, and that's what I felt like it was, like a name tag, until one day I decided to take it off.
Cha, good for you. So what made you, what helped you to make that decision? Yeah, you didn't want to wear the name tag anymore.
The fact that a few people that, there really wasn't a lot of people in my corner when I was getting bullied, but the few people that actually tried to do something that was there for me at least a few times told me that my name is James, and I am love, and I am who I am, regardless of who says. Only me and God knows who I am. It took just hearing that, took knowing God, getting to know God, getting to know that I'm loved by God. It took just that, to knowing that if, when I felt like nobody loved me, at least I knew God loved me.
Wow. Well, you kind of stopped me on my tracks on that one, because a lot of people, a lot of older people don't get that. They don't get the understanding of that infinite love coming from the Creator, and that they are worthy, and that they're somebody. So to hear you say that and to say it with such conviction, it really... It just stopped me for a minute for me to say thank you, and, you know, to know that I'm blessed as well. So thank you so much. So you talked about judging people, and I think that came from out of some of those situations that you have experienced in your lifetime. And so what are your thoughts around people that go around passing judgment on each other for whatever reason that they use? Well, what do you think about that?
First, I have to say, nobody's perfect, not even me. I have made, and I will not lie, I will never tell a lie. I have judged others based on what I think or what I hear. But the thing is, nobody is perfect, and I think if we judge each other, why are we judging each other when we all bleed the same blood? Maybe not family, but we all bleed red blood. It's like the same red blood. So I don't know why we judge each other. It might not be all positive, this negative, but it's still the same blood. So I don't know why we judge when we have to. But we are basically the same inside, outside maybe, but inside, yes.
So just by that one fact right there, there's no need to even go through trying to see who's better or different or anything like that, right?
Mhm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want most in life?
I want to say I want to be happy, but I really want other people to be happy. As long as the people that I love are happy, I'm happy. Like now, I try my best, but sometimes there are days where I'm like, I can't even do it. But it's not even that. It's just I want people, I want to see other people smile. Something that makes me happy to see somebody else smile.
Why is that important to you?
Because even if I don't know what they're going through, if they are going through something, as long as they're smiling, I know that in my head, or at least I'm thinking that they know there's something. I know there's something for them, and I know if I'm the reason, if I made them smile, I know I did something, or I know I possibly could have saved somebody's life.
So tell me about that. I know we talked about this last week. So my son is 41, almost 42. And when he was coming up in school, the general consensus or the general thought of most African-American young men in high school or junior high school, they didn't think that they would live to see 21. So what is the thought, the predominant thought in the young men now, your age group? What do you guys think about?
I mean, I would say the same thing about where we live in the town. It's really not based off of who's going to get killed. It's really based off of what you do or what people think if you could get you arrested. Like, some young black males, not even black males, maybe some means Latino, not even Latinos. Some males, period, feel like if they go and wear a hoodie in a store, like a hoodie or baby, they feel like they could get judged or get arrested because somebody might think they're stealing or trying to rob them or trying to do something illegal or just being on the street, walking the street at night. Could be just, there's a fear, it's not really often, there's a fear that they could get arrested for dressing a certain way, for talking a certain way, for looking a certain way, for being around certain people. Just a fear of being arrested or going or getting into big trouble based off the appearance of or who you hang out with or what you look like or dress like.
Really? So what does that do to a young person, though? Does that stop them from being who they are? Or, you know, what effect does that have on the young guys or young people? Because you're telling me it's not just the guys, right? It's the girls, too.
Well, girls, it's really more of who's this, or as more as who she is or who she that or who she hangs out with or who she dates. But really, it's like, I hate to say it, but sometimes it does stop a lot of people. But I feel like if you really take a second, and there are people that will like you for who you are. Believe it, I don't care if it's just one person. They will like you. They will love you and like you for who you are. I don't care if you're dating someone, trying to date a guy. If the guy don't like you or if the girl don't like you for who you are, don't ever try to change for nobody. People say this a long time, but I know it is. I try to do it. Don't ever try to change for nobody. And that's why it breaks my heart that some people still try to change or try to be something that they're not, try to be somebody that they're not. And some people, they're really smart. Oh, I think all people are smart, just that they're smart. But some people, they try to hide it just to be, just to fit it, just to get somebody Snapchat, just to get somebody. It's crazy, and it breaks my heart, to be honest.
So what would you think would be a resolution for that, or a way to help young people not to end or to help people to be stronger, to help younger people be stronger? What would be the right way to go about talking to, you know, like our children or our grandchildren? So you've got a lot of different people on the radio listening to you, you know, that really need to hear what you're saying, and you're doing such an outstanding job with explaining it to us. But, you know, we also want to know, you know, that we're doing the best that we can in helping the young people in our lives. So,
I mean, just tell them and show them, just break everything. I don't care if they, just tell them to embrace the inner beauty, this natural beauty, just who they are as a person, as whatever. Just tell them, explain to them, the family, tell them that they come from beautiful, handsome, young women, their ancestors, start from there. It's just tell them, explain to them that no matter what they are, who they are, what age they are, wherever they go, who tells them what, they are young, they're beautiful, they are awesome, they're talented. They are more than what people tell them, and they are more than what they think they are. They are not somebody that if they are not nothing, they are something, they will be them. Tell them to embrace their heart. There's so many things we can do.
So children are really needing to hear that is what you, is what I hear you saying. James?
Yes, ma'am?
Yeah. So you're saying that the children really need to hear older individuals tell them how important they are and how intelligent and how beautiful they are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. So how do you want to make a difference in the world, in the lives of your family or the community or at school, even at church? What are some of your dreams and goals to leave or make a difference, to leave your mark on the world?
It's just simple as can be. Only you got you. Only you know who you want, and God knows who you are. Whatever it is, don't give up. Don't stop now. Don't ever stop. Keep going.
So what if you make a mistake along the way, though?
You make a mistake, learn from it, or cry over it, whatever you got to do, learn from it, or move on. I know it sounds kind of harsh, but if to some people it sounds harsh, but it's true. I made so many mistakes. I cried over it, got angry over it. Got so angry that I did a lot of regretful things, and I learned from it and moved on. And it works, and trust me, it will benefit you in the long run.
Wow. You know, you have so much wisdom beyond your years, and I know that you are serving as a wonderful example to your brothers and to your church members, to the young people at your church, and even at school, for you to be able to process and to go through all of what you've gone through so far. I had no idea until your mom just shared with us earlier about the number of important surgeries and critical surgeries that you've had, and the deafness, and that you've had to overcome that, because your attitude is not one of defeat and being like, you know, the world has put this great big old heavy burden on you, but you're so light, and you know, with your goal or your ambition is to make people smile and to be happy. I just think that's incredible that from what you've experienced just in 15 years, you know, like there's a lot of people on this call that are 2, 3, 4 times 15, and they're listening, and I can see them in my mind's eye just kind of shaking their head like, where does this young guy get this information from? How does he know this so early? So you're truly gifted, James, and your attitude that you have is going to really take you to a lot of places, and I look for you to be that shining example for not just, again, not just your family and those people that are immediately around you, but for so much more. I know I'm learning. Every time I speak to you, it seems like my life is elevated to a higher level because of the purity of your compassion and passion for people and how you say it. You know, it's straight to the point. You know, it's like, look, you know, whatever it is, get over it. How do you say that? Learn from it and move on. That's so powerful. But so many adults particularly get caught. You know, they get caught and they can't move on. So do you have friends that have that problem too, where they have made a mistake and they think they've learned from it, but they just kind of stay stuck in it?
Yes. I can see a lot of them, but I have, it's hard to see them. Like, they can go through something, they think they did something, and then it's like, maybe something with their parents, but one of them brings it up, and then it's like a whole other argument or whatever it is, and then they think that they made a mistake, and it's like, just like, just because it's brought up, just because you are reminded by it, that means you gotta dwell on it, live the life wishing that you never did what you did, or said what you did, or whatever it was. So honestly, I have to say yes, and honestly, I can say I've done that.
Mm. So what helped you to change your mind to get over it, like you say, and to move on?
I mean, it's not hard, but at first it seems like it's over, you're done. It's like, especially with your family, it's like you feel like they might hurt each other, or you feel like if you said something to hurt somebody's feeling, it's like that you will give no. It's just like you feel like that they won't forgive you, or if you've done something, you feel like you can't take it back. But if you think about it, just because you've done it, you said it, doesn't mean that you are forgiven, because God already forgave you. Jesus already forgave you a long, long time ago. So you already forgiven, and it's not. I don't care if everybody judges you. There's always gonna be one person that will never judge you. And like I said, there's two names. God and Jesus, they're the same. God, the only man and his son. So just know, and anybody out there listening, just know there are two people that will still forgive you and love you no matter what you do.
Okay, James. I tell you, you keep putting it on me, man, and I'm like, wow, that's so powerful. That's so powerful. We're going to take a quick break, let you grab you a sip of water or something. And you guys, we'll be right back. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, with the incredible, the incomparable James Antoine Hardy. This young man is 15. He has the wisdom of the ancestors that he carries around with him. And he says it in such a plain, easy way. So we're going to recap his first part of the segment, and then we're going to continue on with James. I've got a couple of more questions, and let it just kind of flow from him. And if you have a question that you want to ask James, just feel free to call us at 516-531-9819, and you just press 1 on your dial to let me know you want to talk live on air with James, or you have a question or just a comment you want to congratulate James on where he is in life. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
Season.
All right, you guys, that was Mary saying, go get it. Go get your blessings because it's your time. And that's what James is saying. He's saying the same thing, just using different words. So we had a caller that was signing in to let us know they wanted to talk on air right before we played the song. So I'm going to bring them on. But welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So caller 404-707. Would you give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment or concern, please?
This is Tammy from Rural Women in Action, and I'm calling from Winder, Georgia.
Hey, Miss Tammy.
Oh, Sandy, when I received the email that James was going to be on the show, I said, oh, my gosh, this is going to be awesome. And, James, you really blew my mind when you said, it's two people that will forgive you, and you said God and Jesus, and they are the same. I'm sitting on my bed, and I'm like, oh, my God, that just blew my mind. It blew my mind. And my question is to you, Sandy has been a part of Rural Women in Action for the last 3 years. What would you like to see Rural Women in Action do in 2018 for young people?
Good question.
Not only education-wise, but just get involved in our lives. Just, you know, make young people smile. Make them just get involved with the community. Get involved with just to bring a smile and get young people safe. Just let them know. Let them know who they are. Remind them they are loved. It's just a smile.
Thank you, James, because you're really just, I'm on edge. It is so powerful, the things that you are saying to the listeners. And thank you so much. And I am so proud of you. I am so proud of all you young people, but I am also so proud of you having this courage to be on the Sandy Rogers Show.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jane.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thanks. Thanks, Tammy.
You're so welcome.
I appreciate I appreciate you coming on. And so I just want to recap for anyone that is just joining the show now. And Tammy, I'm gonna leave your mic open, so if you want to jump in at any rest of the conversation, feel free to. But so I met James back in April, just a few months ago, and I was so impressed with his ability to tell his story and not be negatively impacted by it, not to be weighed down by it, but to tell it with so much heart that there was not a dry eye in the room for the people that was listening. And it wasn't from sympathy that people shared the tears, but it was because they felt what James was saying. So he's a gifted speaker. He feels what he's saying, and he speaks from his truth. And that's so important that our young people get to have those type of experiences where they can do that and they can build on that. And so his mom, Sarita, came on at the very beginning of the show because I didn't know the health part of it. And so she said that James has had open heart surgery. He's had two tumors removed from his ears. That blocked his hearing. So that was what originally started. I believe the bullying was his deaf, the deafness, and correct me if I'm saying this incorrectly, but because he was deaf, then it affected his speech. And so, you know, kids being kids is what we call it. Then they were not as kind to James as they could have been. And so he's been going through being bullied since very early, you know, like 6 and 7 years old and stuff. His mom also said there was a time when he had to wear colostomy bags. So when you think of all of that, you know, it could really make somebody be real sour about life. and really want to, you know, reach out themselves and cause pain for other people. But James's heart is not even going toward that. He wants to make people happy. When I asked him, you know, so like what would you want to do most in life, you know, and he said he want to make people happy. He want people to smile and to be happy. So that is so commendable to me that he would be able to grab the lessons, the pure lessons of Christianity, of spirituality out of that, and to be so loving as he is. I'm always impressed with you, James, just always. I think you are just an incredible young man, just incredible. And so if no one has told you today, I love you, and I think you are absolutely stunning, just incredible. So,
and yes, he is. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
And
you're
Sandy, you can.
Go ahead, Tammy. Sandy, I need to hear all of it.
I think that the idea of celebrating our youth, celebrating our young adults, would be a perfect intro to next year's conference, Information Plus Transformation Equals Empowerment. And James, I think that you have given me the go-ahead to do that. I'm going to say that like that.
Thank you. Wow, I'm honored.
Yeah.
Maybe
and Sandy, I know and I hope that you will be a part of it.
See how she gives me, you guys. She do that every year, too.
And I don't know if William Francis, I don't know if William Francis is on the phone, on the call or not, but I'm hoping that he will be a part of it also, because it was really touching, and it was just so awesome. It was so awesome.
Yes.
But I'm going to go ahead and close. And, Sandy, you can go ahead and take me off the mic because somebody else may want to talk. But this was such a great honor. Thank you so much, James.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you for coming on, Tammy. We appreciate your words of encouragement and advice. So you already have you something to do, James, to help her to put together the session for next year, which is outstanding. So will you define success for me? What does success look like in your life? Is it getting a degree from college? Is it getting a certain job? Is it making a certain amount of money? What is success to you?
Well, success is not doing what you are expecting yourself to do or expecting what your limits is. You're doing is really making your dreams come true, whatever it is. Whether it is being a lawyer, being a teacher, doing what you want to do. Either if it makes a lot of money, so be it. But doing what makes you happy. Long as you're happy doing what you want to do and it makes a lot of money or makes money, period, that is success to me.
So do you have a certain career that you're looking to pursue? Is there something particular that you want to do as a way of working or business or career?
There's a lot of things I think about, like, literally every day I wake up, go to bed. In my dreams, I dream about a lot of things, but I want to say get into business as in, like, maybe entertainment or business or even just, you know, being, or even, I don't know, I haven't told a lot of people this, but even, you know, being a speaker, even, like, being an influential speaker, but really just those three things, being a businessman or being in entertainment or being a speaker.
Excellent. You guys heard him first right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. This is the inspirational speaker to be looking for, James Antoine Hardy. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You heard him right here first. So, okay. That's just a little intro for you. And you're doing such a good job at it, James. And what I know to be true, because I just sat with James one day last week, Thursday or Friday, and we went nonstop for 2.5 hours just straight. And so his mom said, well, I left out of the room because I think he gets a little shy when I'm in the room, which, you know, all kids do that. So, you know, but even with his mom in the room with him tonight, he is still being able to articulate what he has to say, what his thoughts are. And so, James, I am so proud of you and pleased and encouraged by the strength that you have to speak your truth and to not be held back by some of the harsh treatments that you receive, but to allow those to be a stepping stone for you to help other people that get stuck by not having the right clothes to wear to school, or their mom couldn't afford to get them this pair of shoes that they wanted. You know, just little stuff that we get annoyed by, and you're telling us to, like, get over it, man. Learn from it and move on. And that's so simple, but it's so powerful at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's the most important message you would give from anything from that has happened in your life, from any lesson that you've learned? What is, like, the most important? So, like, if you, my brother often tells me, he saw this guy speak one time, and he said, like, if you're on an airplane and the pilot says the plane is getting ready to crash and you want to leave a message to people, what would be that message that you would leave? So, you know, you only have like a split 5 seconds. What would be that message that you would want to leave with people?
No matter what happens in life, to you, to anybody with you, or between anybody, whatever it is, life goes on and it gets a lot better than you think it will.
Is that sufficient? Is that enough, do you think?
It's plain, but it's true. Like, I know I might have probably haven't explained it a lot more, but if I have to, I will. But I mean by that is, whatever you go through, whatever life throws you, take it, learn from it. Like I said, learn from it. But just know life gets better, and it will be the most beautiful thing you've ever experienced. As long as you know and follow God's path, you should know that it will be better, and it will get better, a lot better than you think it will or should.
Okay, so you guys heard him. You heard Mr. James break it down for you right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So we have about 30 minutes left, and for the audience that have a statement, a comment, a question for James, please don't wait till the last minute. If you have something that you would like to say to him, please let us know at 516-531-9819. And press 1 to let us know that you want to speak live on air. So, there's a philosophy that goes something like, people that bully others as children grow up to be grown-up bullies that bully adults, that, you know, bully each other in the same age frame. They just grow up, but they're still bullying people. And so that person that serves in that role of being a bully, they have stuff in their life that has caused them become a person that attacks other people. Sometimes because they're in so much pain, it's like they want to attack before they become attacked. And again, James, I just want to say that I'm so thankful that you did not choose that route and that you can see the goodness in people. But do you ever have an opportunity to talk to people that have been a bully, that are a bully, and, you know, be in a conversation with them, sharing thoughts or...
I really can't say, but I can say that I have forgiven, and that no matter what it is, forgiveness, not for them, but for you, but it will set you free. Not them, but set you free. So even,
yeah.
I can't say I've been in a conversation, but not I want you to just talk about why and when and anything, just to let them know that I forgive them, and to let them know that even if they go through something, I'm always there for them. So it was really more of a forgiving conversation.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what would be some of the a response from these individuals? Do they are they happy that you recognized who they are? And you were able to talk to them? Are they surprised that you've taken time to talk to them? What's the response that you get from these individuals?
Oh my God, I'm trying to laugh here. It's like they are kind of scared because they don't. Well, some people are used to saying, "I forgive you, but I won't forget the situation." Some people think it's like. Uh-huh. I might forgive them, but the thing, I might sense I'm in a good space, but I'm not through, or I'm still angry or something. So it's like they think I forgive them, but they think I won't forget, even though I won't forget. It's just that I won't forget on a negative way. So they are surprised and sometimes shocked and sometimes, I don't know why, but sometimes scared.
Wow. That's interesting. And I can see that from a place that they too are coming from a situation of being hurt, or someone, you know, probably bullied them at home or something like that. And so, you know, you just take me to such a place of this innocence, you know, and without all the fluff around it, and like, you know, this is what really happens with people. And I just love you so much. We've got another caller here. It's area code 706-424. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment or statement, please.
Hello, Sandy. This is Sandy Bailey.
Hey, Sandy Bailey.
How are you?
I'm extremely well. Thank you for calling in.
Not a problem. Hey, James, your cousin.
Hi. Well, how are you coming?
I'm doing well. I can truly say that I am very proud of you. You are representing yourself very well to the world. But that's just who God has called you to be. I continue to encourage you to do your best and shine, because God has given you the opportunity and the light. So speak the truth. Let people hear your heart, what you are already doing. And just let people pour into you, because this is your time, James. You have been set here for a time such as this. And thank you, Sandy. Thank you for seeing him on that particular day and believing in him and putting him out there, but covering him at the same time.
Yes, yes. He deserves this. And because he's, I don't even think that he considers or take into account the amount of courage that it takes for him to be able to speak the truth as he's able to do it, and just how much it affects. I'm getting text messages. I'm getting people in the chat room. You know, just everybody is just complimenting James for his ability to speak so well and to speak so clearly. And I know that some of the things I've gone back and asked him to repeat, or maybe I've, you know, reworded the question, but it's not so much from that. But he, James, has so much to come out of him, and I'm thoroughly impressed, and I'm thankful that I am a part of this process with him. It does my heart a world of good. So, no, thank you, Sandy, James, Sarita, all of you guys for being a part of this.
I can tell you from the family's portion, we are a family that go hard in the paint. We don't care.
All right.
What, you know, we don't even call it an ailment. It is what it is, but you see a people, you see a family, and we push you. We have another young man in our family that's special needs. He is, let me say, I'm 44. He is like 46, been working at Publix for over 25 years.
Wow.
We don't see him as special needs. We don't see James as special needs. We see James as Sarita's first child. And that's the way we look at it. So we just don't. So that's why he's able to express himself, because he expresses himself at house, you know, around us. When we fight, we all fight. We don't let up because the city say or the school says that you're special needs. No, we all go in. And we just love each other for who we are. Am I correct on that, James?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And, you know, James and I had the opportunity to not that particular subject, but we were talking last week about how words affect people. And I have a personal pet peeve with the phrase that people use that just really, it's impossible when you think about it, but nonetheless, it's being said and repeated a lot, and that's when people choose to call someone a fatherless child. There is no such thing as a fatherless child. But, you know, and well-known people are using that phrase, you know. And so James and I were talking about the hurtful, the harm that it does to the person. And just like Sandy, you just said about special needs, that phrase never entered my mind in talking to James. You know, because he's so much more than that, and most people are more than the labels that we choose to put on them. I'm glad the family supports him like that.
Oh, no. I mean, you just have to understand us, Sandy, that I don't know. I guess I won't say we're different. We're probably like any other family. But even when you say fatherless child, my mom was a single parent. You know, Rita could, the world say single parent, but we have so many uncles. We have so many cousins that they step in that role. So, no, there's nobody in our family that's a fatherless child. Mm-mm. What's that?
Right.
We don't understand
right.
that.
Well,
that's
not
a word
it's
not that
true.
We use.
I mean, because everybody has to have a father in order to be on this earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is no such thing as fatherless child. There takes a sperm and an egg for a human to come into life. So,
yes, ma'am.
And, yes, ma'am. I'm going to leave that there. But no.
well, I must
know,
say
it,
that my dad, I must interrupt. My dad is a godsend to my boys. You know, I know I'm a single mother, so their dad is not in the picture, but my dad has stepped in and played a major role in making James who he is. You know, so
yeah,
I know he calls me a single mother, but I don't consider myself a single mother because of the father that I have.
Right.
Great.
Right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's where he gets that that old soul from, right?
Yes.
I
mean,
I just love
how,
you know,
all of us are old. James and Karen had a conversation with you for two hours. That's nothing for us.
Two and a half. Somebody called on the phone, and that's what stopped the conversation, you know. So I was like, wow, you know. And it was just flowing. There was never a stop in it. And so, yes, he has a lot of wisdom to share. And so I would just love to be a part, and I'm glad that I'm a part of that to helping him to – get his message out into the world, because we need to hear it, and we need to hear it from that place of innocence. So, and all right, so we are down to about 20 minutes left. This is Life, Love, and Wealth with the Sandy Rogers Show, and I have with us tonight James Antoine Hardy, who we have so many different titles for this show, and we chose I Have Dreams and Don't Forget That. So I'm going to ask James to explain what he meant by that phrase, but he's already given us an explanation of his point of view that says, don't give up, you are not finished. So we start at the top of the show with him giving a little bit more details around what he means by that. And, again, if you're just coming on the line, James' mom shared with us at the top of the show that he's had several surgeries that I think she said he wears his life on his chest or something to that effect. He's had open-heart surgeries. He's had some problems with being deaf. He's had two tumors removed from his ears. At one point in time, he has had to walk with a colostomy bag or having to use that in order to eliminate. And so his life has not been easy. He's been through some challenges with other children and maybe some grown people too. He never said, but at least with children, he's suffered with the bullying because of his ability to not speak as plainly or to be heard as plainly as everyone else. But he's so full of wisdom and of knowledge and love. And you heard him earlier when I asked about, you know, has he ever had a conversation with a bully? And his thing is, yes, and I want to forgive them. You know, I want to make sure that they understand that they're forgiven. And, I mean, how many of us could say that by, you know, somebody that's going around tormenting us? And you know, we try to do that, but as adults, sometimes we're not as easy to be able to do that as a child. So just listening to some of the things that James is saying, just, you know, I just have to kind of take a breath, because it's so right on point what he's telling us. And when we can implement his ideas and his suggestions into our life, I can just see how our lives will be so positively impacted by what he's telling us. So, again, James, you're tremendous, man. You're outstanding.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you said you want to go into either entertainment, and you know sometimes people say that speaking is entertaining to individuals. You just you find your arena, you know what it is, what your message is going to be to people, and you stick with that message. So, don't just like you were telling me before, you know, we don't have to go out and to learn all of this. But just come from a place that is your passion. You want people to be happy, then let that be your focus in how you present and how you do your inspirational speaking. Focus it on people being happy, and you'll get better and better and better because it's your same message to people. You're just saying it a different way, but your goal is for everybody to be happy. And you can change that just like you're changing your directions and some of your other experiences in life. Always be adding on to what it is that you have already learned. So so tell me about parents and what parents need to do in relationship to school. Say that a child starts acting a little different from what they normally act in the home. Would that be a good indication for parents to be involved or get a little bit more involved in their children's schooling?
Anything. I mean, just, I don't care if it's a slight mood swing or slight mood change. Cause either way, that's the child. And I say it is because not kind of spiritually, it might sound a little bit spiritually, but I feel like father, no father, or a father in life or not, nobody knows the child more than a mother. After 9 months of carrying and probably 36 hours of kicking and who knows, God knows what else in there and tummy and delivering, no mother knows, nobody knows the child like a mother deeply, and just deeply emotionally, sometimes physically, just deep down a mother would know, and a mother knows even if they smile. Just, so I feel like even if a mother's not really there, I mean, even if they're working or distracted or anything about something, about trying to take care of the kid or take care of them or whatever, they still can somehow pay attention or tell them they love them, you know, try to talk to them, go to their school, be there for them somehow, emotionally, physically, educationally, I mean, whatever they can do.
So, I get what you're saying. What about a male model? Do you think a person in that male role should also show up at the school as well?
Yes. Not only just because I feel like, and I kind of know this, a mother can teach so many things, but a man can only teach the other side of strength. Not only strength, but the strength to know, to respect people, to respect women, respect the elders, respect themselves. A man can teach them. A man can teach a young lady and a young man, but also a young man to know how to be a man, to how to carry themselves. How to carry themselves as a young, intelligent man. And even a young woman how to teach her worth. You know what I'm saying? She should never change.
Hallelujah.
Should never change for no man. No man at all. Don't care. I don't care if, I love you, but I don't care if it's Jamar, whatever his name from. Jamar from whatever, Jamar Moon.
He's not Jamar Moore.
It's Jamar Moore. I don't care who it is. She should never change for no man.
Excellent point. I'm smiling, and you're so far above your time, ahead of your time, as we would. But you're being so guided by the ancestors. You got that ancestor spirit in you. And so, men, women, you heard it from Mr. James, and he is telling us that our roles are crucial with our young people. We need to be there with them. We need to take up time. We need to be role models. We need to demonstrate by our own actions how to interact between a male and a female, how to be a mentor, how to show a person their worth, and that you believe that they're beautiful and they're loving and that they're deserving of all of the good things in life. And from the male's perspective, James is saying that's where the young people learn the strength and how to balance that strength out. And again, a lot of what James is saying is so profound that it's coming from this young guy. And when you see him, he's just so, you know, so unassuming. He's not, you know, like trying to be all boisterous and, you know, like the rapper or nothing like that. He's just who he is. And so I know that he's already successful, but he's a name to watch out for, to look out for, because he will be a motivational, inspirational speaker by his own words. He's already called it into being for himself. And whatever I could do to help out, I am certainly on board with that for him. And so we did not spend a lot of time, and I'm just going to summarize a little bit now and then let James come on. So, James, be thinking about what you want to say for about 5 minutes straight. So, again, I met James in April of this year at a conference in Winder, Georgia. Winder is considered the rural area because it's not in the big city, in the metropolitan area. So, of course, your activities are going to be a little bit different than what you would do, you know, like in the Atlanta, Los Angeles, Houston, Texas, you know, areas like that. And so James had and took advantage of an opportunity to talk about personal experiences with bullying, and he had experienced bullying for quite a number of years. But James did not want to base this conversation, his premier radio appearance, he did not want to build that around that negative activity of bullying, but he wanted to make a positive statement to the world. And little did I know, before his mother came on and shared with us about the number of health opportunities that James has experienced since the day he was born. And so he's used all of the learnings that he's gathered from everything that has happened in his life to become a very rich and powerful young man that has a positive message for people and not one of doom and gloom. Or I'm mad because you know this has happened and that's happened, but he's taken his experiences and turning them into opportunities where he can show other people how not to let it get you down, like to look up, learn from whatever it is that has appeared on your path, learn from it and grow. You know, move on is what he says. Again, he's not even 16 yet, but he has the courage, he has the experience, he has the spirit and the soul of a person that can go out and deliver messages of life to people. That's what he's talking. He's talking about life, what he's and his delivery of the different messages that he has as far as I have dreams. Don't ever forget that. Don't give up. You are not finished. We all go through darkness, but it's okay because you're going to get through it. All of those messages that he has for us are about life and affirming life. And just to hear him say it and to share that with us, it puts a smile on my face. Because we need that, and we need more men like you, James, more young men that will step up to the plate and to be role models for older people and younger people, for youth, for adults, for everyone, because a lot of times, for whatever reasons, people don't step into their greatness, and, you know, they say the graveyard is the richest piece of property, real estate on the earth, because there's so many unmet dreams that die with the person. And so to see you fulfilling part of what you want to do as far as being an inspirational speaker is really is grand. It's just super. So I would like for you in these last 5 to 7 minutes share with us anything that you like. I know you told me you had a journal. You can talk about that experience if you'd like. You can talk about social media and how it affects children and the things that the children go through, or what do you mean by there's no need to prove yourself to anyone. Whatever it is, you've got the floor, young man, for the next few minutes, and we want to hear from you.
I actually want to combine two things, the social media and proving. It kind of ties with each other because it's like not even guys, more females than guys, they will take pictures or do whatever, post those on social media to push it to get likes, to get more friendly, to get people to think. Just to be somebody that's not, or just to be more than they are, even though they are unique in their own ways. And that's the thing, like, I don't care if you come from an old raggedy home that's not even put a hole in the roof. If you know you got a roof over your head, food on the table, whether it's bread and water, and a mother or father or both that love you, you're good. You are good to go. Like, and I don't care what clothes you have or whatever, you're good. Like, I don't care if you buy clothes from whatever store you go, or even if you have to go somewhere that you have to be donated clothes to, whatever you got, at least people care and they're just giving you something that you need or that you don't have. So whatever it is that you want to post on social media to make it look like you are, you know, you're unique. And if any teens or parents that are out there, any parents or teens that are out there listening or on here listening, tell them you love them. Tell them they are unique in their own way. And any teens that are listening, possible, I don't care. You know your worth. You are unique in every way. You are unique in your way. You are unique in God's eyes. It's been said in the book. God made you in his image. God created you in his image. So he knew who you would be before you were even born. So whatever it is that you think make you look cool, whether it's buying a new pair of Jordans or Timberland or whatever, buying new chains or buying new lipstick for you females, buying new chai heels, buying new hair, whatever it is, it's not going to change who you are inside. It will never change your heart. You could be the sweetest person, but people will never see that if you continue to be who you're not, if you continue to hide that beautiful sweetheart of yours. I mean, that's really it. That's really deep down in my heart. That's really it to me.
It's powerful, darling. Powerful. You leave people speechless. Just absolutely. It's so straight on and so impactful what you're saying. So I'm going to ask Cousin Sandy Bailey or Mom if either one of them have any closing words. We've got a couple minutes left.
Sarita, you want to go?
Sure. I would like to start off by saying that I am so proud of James. I also want to thank Sandy, both of the Sandys, for taking the time to help James and seeing James what I've always known. I've never treated James like he had a disability or he was special needs. I've always told him to do that would give him another disability. You know, I fight at that school for him, for he will not be treated differently. And I see him and I listen to him tonight, and I'm so proud to hear him speak and explain how he's feeling and what he thinks about and how he wants the kids to look at their selves. You know, I see that motivational speaker in him. I see that producer or director, which what he said, entertainment business, that's what he wants to be. I see him producing the inspirational videos to help our youth. And I just want to say that I'm proud of him, and I know he's going to go far.
Yeah. Well, Mom, and he's doing it with you because we know how much of a difference a parent's role, how they carry themselves around the children, the impact that has on their life. So my hat's off to you, Miss Sarita Hardy, because you're showing him and demonstrating to him those things that are of lasting value and not just a temporary, look good today and maybe you won't tomorrow type of deal. So thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Saying if I can say one thing.
Sure.
I think, and
think James hit it. When Mary instructed the waiters, and this is the first miracle Jesus ever performed, she looked at the waiters and she said, do whatever my son tells you to do. And Jesus is looking at her and said, my time has not come. And she overruled that statement and said, yes, it is. And tonight, Sandy, Sarita has given James permission to have his first miracle. And that is to speak to the word. So I'm with y'all. I thank God for this opportunity. And it said the last shall be first and the first shall be last.
Yeah.
And this is actually what has happened. A country, we're from the rural area, Jackson County, but that's what it looks like on the map. But when God shines a light on you, everybody will see.
That's right.
And
that's right.
God has allowed you to meet him on that particular day. And tonight, the first miracle was performed in his life.
Mm-hmm.
This was his first speaking engagement. This was a platform that a lot of people don't get.
Yes, ma'am. But it's my honor. It is my pleasure to give him this platform. So, James, you are fabulous. You are extraordinary. You deliver your message clearly and plainly for people to understand the message that you have to deliver. I would encourage you to keep doing that. This is just the beginning, like your cousin Sandy just said and your mom just said. This is just the beginning for you. And I am just tickled to have been a part of this process, this beginning process with you. And I know that, man, it's wide open. It's wherever you want to go from here. So, congratulations, young man. You're absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much for being best you that you can be and for allowing your light to shine. And so, everyone, thank you for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. And if you would like to be in contact with James or have additional comments, you can send me an email at lifeloveandwellness@gmail.com. And I will make sure that I get the communication to either James or his mother. So good night, everyone, and thank you for being here. And James, so much blessings to you. And Sarita, my heart is just yours. And thank you all for being with us tonight. We'll see you next Tuesday, same time, and be on the lookout for another spectacular show. And thank you once again for listening in. Bye. Oh,